Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. On the show today, we have super talented singer-songwriter Sarah Ellen Thomas with us. We'll talk with Sarah about her career, music, and her role in CMT's new reality/documentary series, Music City. This should be fun. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up, dude?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing, Cody?
I'm doing well. I have been looking forward to this interview pretty much ever since I booked it.
So have I.
And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Sarah Ellen Thomas to the show. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing
pretty
well.
Good.
Thank you for doing this today.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm blessed to be a part of the show, and I'm blessed that you guys want to take the time to talk to me today. So it means a lot.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm very honored and I'm proud to have you. We're proud to have you on the show as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I know earlier today you sent us over two songs, Pretty Funny and Cold.
Yes.
And believe it or not, that was the first time I was hearing a Pretty Funny all the way through, and it is gorgeous.
Oh, thank you so much. It's very close to my heart, so thank you.
That song, Pretty Funny, on the pre-show interview, pre-interview chat, I said that this interview is going to be very funny, like your song, Pretty Funny, but that song was not funny at all. It was so lovely. it was a beautiful, lovely ballad, Sarah.
It's very emo
of
me.
Gorgeous.
I promise I'm a happy person. It was my healing. It was my healing song. So,
And you told me also that was just the rough cut of that song. I cannot wait to hear the finished product. I cannot wait to hear.
I'm excited. I'm in the works of looking for the right producer for it right now, and I'm hoping to be able to get in the studio with the final version of that within the next few weeks.
Awesome. And before we get into things today, I wanted to tell you, I'm sure you've seen the Instagram posts, but I host every Friday, I host another show called Indie Country Radio. And I'll be more than happy to play your stuff on the show.
That would be amazing. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, like I said, before we get into the actual meat and bones of this interview today, just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Okay. Well, my name's Sarah Thomas. I've been in Nashville working towards this dream. Well, my whole life, been in Nashville for 5 years now. I was raised in a family surrounded by music. Both my parents were Broadway performers in New York City. And so I guess it was kind of in my blood. Knew from a very early age that music was all that I wanted to do. So the moment I was done with school, I sped up here. I'm a Texas girl, came up here from Austin, Texas, and started cranking away at it. When Music City came my way, it was just the biggest blessing and fortune to be able to have the opportunity to invite potential fans into my life and my world and what makes me me. And I was just so happy for the opportunity to expand the reach for my music. And so that's why I'm really hoping for a season two, just because I want the opportunity for everyone to hear my music, let it be featured, and just keeping my fingers crossed for that. You know, it's a long road ahead, but I'm ready for it.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know, and speaking of Music City, as I was telling you off air, and I need to catch up on last week's episode, but this has slowly become one of my favorite shows. I absolutely love it.
Good, good.
Sarah, I wanted to ask you, how did you end up becoming part of Music City? How long did you have to audition for, and where did you audition, and Nashville for it?
So it's funny. I feel like everyone kind of has a different story for how they became involved. For me, they found me through my social medias. Casting director out of LA contacted me and asked if I would be interested. So, like, everyone's been trying to make a reality show work in Nashville for a couple years now. So I was a little bit, you know, a little weary of it, I think, at the beginning. But I said I'd love to hear more information. They asked me to send in a tape, and I was just like, I don't have time for that. Sorry. And I thought that would be the end of it. But they came back and said, well, we're actually in Nashville this week. Could you come by the CMT office and do an on-tape audition for us? And I did, and it just went really, really well. Something magical happened in that room where I was able to show them every part of me, the pretty parts, the ugly parts, the funny parts, the mean parts. And they got a really honest version of who I am. And then it was just a waiting game. I waited a few months after that one interview and got a call that they wanted me to be a part of the cast. And I said yes. It was just, you know, I'm – mulled it over with a bunch of different friends, a lot of people in the industry that have been involved with nothing quite like what this is, but, you know, other talent shows and so on, and had a lot of people tell me it was a horrible idea and a lot of people tell me it was a great idea. And I went with, you know, I'm never scared of new opportunities. I want to instead, you know, seize every opportunity that's given to me. And I'm glad I did.
So
look what's happened.
Now, exactly.
Your popularity has, I would, at least tripled, if not quadrupled. And if there's a second season, as we're hoping, then your popularity will increase even more. And then hopefully you'll be playing shows inside and eventually outside of Nashville. And then the sky's the limit.
That is the hope. That is
I agree.
The hope for sure. So I've actually already I play Nashville relatively often, and if you guys are in town, I do have an upcoming show in a few weeks on Thursday, April 26th, p.m. at the Listening Room. I'll be playing around.
Really?
I love the Listening Room. My favorite place
too.
Ever in Nashville. I love it.
It's a great place.
It's
first
my favorite
place
to ever be in
played
Nashville.
Out in Nashville 3 years ago.
Oh, nice. So, I wanted to ask going back to the show for a second, I wanted to ask, was there ever any reservations about putting yourself out there in front of TV viewers?
Oh my gosh!
Et cetera,
of course. Like I think about when I walk into a room, you worry if you're going to be funny enough or, you know, how you're going to be perceived. I can be pretty theatrical and pretty loud. And then there's also the added factor of editing. And you never know how they're going to twist your words. And so I was definitely very uneasy. I never thought that I never watched a reality show before. Nevertheless, thought I would be a part of one. But I just had to trust my heart and know that, you know, as long as I was true to myself, that would shine through. And I think that the show really did do a positive job of showing who we really are. And, you have your fears because editing and you don't really have control over the storyline. You know, they have to take what they get and make it flow. But I am happy that I took the experience. Just, you know, nothing's bad. Nothing bad has come of it. Only positive.
Right. I mentioned earlier about you playing the Listening Room in a few weeks.
Yes.
And that kind of prompted my next question. Besides the Listening Room, what are some of your favorite places to play in Nashville?
My favorite places to play?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my number one was the Bluebird. I had the honor of playing that venue about 2 years ago. It wasn't my round. It was a celebrity round that I had the honor of sitting in on a duet that I'd written. And a little bit of a disaster started the song in the wrong key and just stopped and was like, I'm not going to play the Bluebird in a key that's too high. and restarted and got to sign the wall, and it was just such a magical experience. You know, that's something that I think is on every single singer-songwriter's bucket list when they move to this town. And to be able to check that off, it was just so unexpected. And my mom happened to be in town that weekend. It's amazing.
Now, that must have been pretty funny.
That must have been pretty awesome that day. Yeah. I mean,
in a good way, obviously.
To,
It was. It was just, it's humbling, you know.
Right. To have your mom in town and you're playing such a iconic venue as Bluebird, I mean, that had to be like a pinch me moment right there. Like, what is my life at this point?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it was shocking. I don't think I fully grasped what was happening until it was over. So I got the call that they wanted me to come sing that song maybe 6 hours before the show that evening, and I just canceled everything and came out there. I was very lucky.
Chance to play the Bluebird, I'm sorry to interrupt, is a chance in a lifetime, so I'm glad that you were able to make your mark.
It is.
Thank you.
So, I also wanted to ask too. I know you said you've been in town 5 years or so. So, mm-hmm. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you? And what would it be?
And that is a really tough question. I don't know if I would change anything. I think that if I had magically had someone offer me a record deal 2 years ago, which, man, I have had so many opportunities that I have just shut the door on because I've been too scared to take them, thinking I wasn't ready. And I don't actually regret that because I don't think I was ready. You know, I went through a really horrible heartbreak. I went through the hating this town but not being able to leave it for certain reasons. And everything's worked out the way it has. It's transformed my music. I wouldn't be the performer or the writer that I am today if it had just been so easily handed to me. So I am happy with where I'm at. You know, it's a frustrating roller coaster, that's for sure. But, you know, it's all part of the journey. And whenever I get where I'm going, I know it's going to be well worth the ride.
Yeah. Sarah, let me ask you something. Based on what you just said, do you think that this is a second chance to make yourself known in the music industry? You said you refused a lot of offers, and now you're on Music City, and you have a chance to establish yourself again.
Yeah, I think it is a chance of a lifetime, but it's a chance of many. You know, being on this show isn't going to give me a career. Meanwhile, it's I like to use the analogy like I'm on a train track, right? And everything that I'm doing, every decision that I make, an opportunity I see, just keeps me on that track and keeps me going in the right direction. And saying yes to Music City just kept me that much further along. And, you know, it opened doors to people that might not have known my name, and it got into through people looking in my direction, and for that I'm really grateful.
I think you have a lot of momentum right now, Sarah. I'm sorry to interrupt, Cody. Go ahead.
That's fine. I'm just putting this out there, though. Being the just a rabid music fan that I am. I mean, I have so much respect for everybody trying to make it in Nashville. I mean, I know the music business is not easy. I used to think it was. I used to think, I mean, this was my thinking several years ago. You put out a record. He gets put on the radio, boom, instant fame. That's definitely not how it works. And I honestly think that music is one of the toughest industries to crack.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that statement, for sure. because there's no set way to do it, you know. I mean, if you want to be a doctor, you know, you got to work like hell, got to make a lot of sacrifices, but you go A to B to C to D, and after you follow those steps, if you work really hard, at the end of the day, you're going to be a doctor. You know, you might not get your dream hospital, you might not, you know, so and so and so, but at the end of the day, you will still be a doctor. With music, you can do absolutely everything right, and still at the end of the day, maybe not be where you think you're meant to be. And there's so many different facets of like what actually defines success or what defines making it. I think everybody has a different definition for that. And there's talent in every street corner. I mean, you can walk into any church and just be blown away with the talent that someone has singing in that place. And I think that talent gets you to a certain playing field. And once you're at that playing field, then it's a whole other ball game with a whole lot of factors that have nothing to do with talent at all. So it's, you got to keep your head up.
So,
for sure.
I'm glad you mentioned that everybody has their own own definition of success. At this point in your career, what is that a definition for you?
Honestly, I'm not there yet, but I do think I'm succeeding. I'm really, really happy with where I am at in my life. I've got great relationships, great connections. You know, I landed an incredible opportunity with this television show. I've written some great music. But in the end, success for me would just be able to tour and share my music with as many people as possible. I want to be able to put out records that people are buying and buying tickets to, because that's the only thing that will help me just do music. Right now, I still have to keep my hands in a lot of different things, whether that be modeling or spokeswoman work or a television show. You know, at the end of the day, I want it to just be music. And until I get that to that point, I'm going to keep pushing. And then when I get there, I'll know I'm, you know, just on the right, just at the horizon. So,
you know, and that begs another question. I was watching a Dan Rather one time, who I think is the greatest interviewer probably ever, besides Barbara Walters. But I was watching Dan Rather, and he asked a Kid Rock this question, and I'm going to ask you, when everything's said and done with this music career, and you've won major award after major award, which is going to happen for you. There's not a doubt in my mind it's going to happen. What's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
I want to be remembered for being real. You know, for me, music is magical in that it's healing and that it speaks where words can't. We try so hard to put into words all these feelings that we have, and then you hear a song and you go, yes, I get it. And if I can just be remembered for putting out music that clicked with people, that meant something to them and wasn't just a party song, or that's all I want.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a party song, Sarah. The song that we just heard, even though it was just a rough cut, was very lovely. So I would be overjoyed to see you singing it to a piano solo in one day.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, switching gears here a second and talking about the city of Nashville itself.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the obvious music industry, what drew you to the city?
You know, I enjoy being surrounded by dreamers. I've always been by myself, and in a lot of cities you could be seen as having your head in the clouds, and you're not. In Nashville, you're respected for your dreams. It's seen as bravery. It's seen as courage and strength. And there are so many dreamers in this town, whether they want to be artists or doctors or very high-level nurses or cooks or, you know, fitness instructors. Everybody just has these crazy dreams, and they want to chase things that make them passionate and not things that bring them a paycheck. And I love that about this city. I love the spirit of it. I was going to school in Austin at the time when I really started visiting here, and I was very torn between Nashville and LA. I always wanted to live by the ocean. I wanted to be on the coast. But my brother was at Vanderbilt, and I had visited him a few times, and it felt like home. It felt like Austin, that small community vibe where you walk into somewhere and you run into 10 people, you know, instantly. And I love that about this city.
Yeah. And that's one reason why I think I love Nashville so much myself. I mean, besides the town where I'm from, Nashville is like my second home at this point. Because, I literally go there pretty much every chance I possibly get.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I'll be there in about a month, as a matter of fact.
Oh, nice.
On May 7th to the 10th, I'll be there, which I cannot wait for. It's going to be so much fun. But something else I wanted to ask you, and I know we discussed earlier about those pinch me moments, you know. Have you ever had whether it be in a writing room with a respected writer or whatever the case may be, have you ever had one of those pinch me moments like this is not happening right now?
I'm not doing an account. My life just—it doesn't seem real sometimes. I have to check myself, and you know, I have these flashbacks to me 6 years ago and the life I'm living. I just never could have imagined. The first really wowing moment for me was about a year into living here. I went with my brother to a writer's round. I don't actually remember where it was at, and he introduced me to this girl named Erin. And I thought she looked like she was about my age. And he was like, oh, yeah, well, Erin's playing tonight. She's got a great voice. You're going to love her. I was like, okay, cool. Get a drink, sit down. And then this girl that, you know, you wouldn't have known from Adam starts singing the song made famous mm-hmm. by Leanne Womack, Last Call. And that is one of my just all-time favorite songs. I mean, I played that song on repeat forever, and there I was sitting, I just shaking someone's hand, and she's a good friend of mine now, and, you know, just up there singing Last Call better than the record, and that was when I realized just this is your playing field now, you know, better step up.
That is awesome.
Trust me,
you know,
I think these calls are your first calls. You have a long time before it's your last call in your career, Sarah.
Oh, yes. You know, and speaking of pinch-me moments, I've had several during the show. I'm not going to lie. Just a little background story on the show. I started the show about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved into the country music industry about 4 years ago. I posted something about that on Instagram, I think, earlier today. And I'll be honest with you. Now, I get that there are people in the music industry, but not necessarily in it for the right reasons, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But there's people like that in pretty much any industry. They're even in radio. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, but making the switch to a country music has been one of the best decisions I've ever made.
It's good to hear. There's a lot of good people in country music. Everyone's got really big hearts.
Yeah.
I started following country
really...
music in 2010 with the Benefit Nashville Rising. And then that's where you all these people, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, Taylor Swift, Jason Aldean, even ZZ Top, Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus. They all performed to raise money for the floods. And it was hosted by Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. And for some reason, I saw the passion that they all had for not just the music, supporting each other. And since then, I've been going to Nashville 3-4 times a year, and the chance to see not just the popular singers, but all these singer-songwriters and all the bars in downtown Nashville, even right outside Nashville in Brentwood or Franklin, is just outstanding. It's really like an intimate experience for a music fan. And
it is. It's a family.
Yes. And I don't ever want to give that up. So Nashville is the place I always like to go when I have a vacation time.
You know, and that's what I was going to say. I mean, I feel like generally about 85 or 90% of the people in Nashville, whether that's artists, radio hosts, insiders, whatever, you know, I feel like 85 or 90% of the country music industry is just a genuinely good people.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with that statement. I've met the best people of my life in this city. I'm so blessed for my friends, and, you know, I can call some of the biggest names in this industry my best friends. And they're just, they're people. Everyone is a person that is really just happy and blessed to be where they are.
And I mean, I'm glad you said that because I don't get starstruck very easily. I'm just putting that out there. Because like you said, they're just people. I mean, people with a really cool job, but people nonetheless.
Yeah, it's a good thing not to get starstruck. It helps you get to know someone, you know?
I admit, Sarah, that I am starstruck to a lot of people, including yourself and Jessica. And when you said that you were in the listening room on the 26th, right after that, I started looking, you know, at shows between the 26th and the 30th where Jessica Mack is going to be with Song Suffragette also in the listening room. So all of a sudden, because I was considering going, even though I really can't, but it shows that I'm starstruck too. And as an alternative, I would love if you're available during CMA Fest performing or doing public appearance. I would love to meet you.
Well, I will let you guys know for sure. Any performances that I have coming up, I'll post about them on my socials. And, you know, I haven't posted about this one yet because I don't have the round completely booked. I'm still needing to book one more person for it. But, yeah, if I would love to play CMA Fest. And if I am, you guys will definitely know. That's always been a dream of mine.
Yes.
So
awesome.
I will also hope that you are there, too.
A couple more questions I've got for you. I know that you've obviously got a big dreams. So, as a creative person, what inspires or motivates you?
That's a tough one because there's so many different things. Like I said, music's always been my first love. And I can't imagine myself ever doing anything else. I feel like I'm almost living on seed that my parents started for me and my brother. I work harder and harder every day because all I want to do is be able to share my music with people and I haven't exactly had the easiest life. And, you know, if I can create something that can touch just one person, then I'm happy at the end of the day. So that's really what keeps me going, is just hoping that I feel like everyone was put on this earth to make a difference somehow or some way, and my gift was music. And if I didn't do everything in my power to let that be the only thing that I do with my life, then I think I'm doing it wrong. So.
Well, today, Sarah, I think I speak for Cody and myself, and you've definitely touched us with your music, charm, and grace.
Oh, yes. Thank you guys so much for having me today.
Sometimes I wanted to say along those lines is you know, I started in the country music world with one goal in mind. That is if this radio show could be a stepping stone for an artist to that next thing, whatever it is, that next gig or that next interview, whatever, I feel like I've more than done my job.
Well, it means a lot that you guys are playing my music and that you're taking the time to get to know me and what makes me me. So thank you for everything that you guys do. Supporting the artists,
you know,
that are up and up is very important. So,
you know, and I've said this before on the show, but I will do everything in my power to make sure that you guys are heard.
Are you guys still there?
Yeah,
I'm still here.
Not perfect.
I just said I will do everything in my power to make sure that y'all are heard, because I mean, I love doing this so much. It's just not even funny.
Yes. Yes. Sarah, do you know Betsy Spina? She's the host of Radio Disney Country.
I don't know her personally, but I know of her.
Oh, yes. I told her, you know, of the upcoming interviews we have, including today's interview. And even though she said she hadn't heard of you, she'd be excited to hear your music. So it's another – each day is another step in the right direction. So I do think that once music is heard and people see more of you on television, that you will be playing not just more venues, but – the larger venues like the Opry or even Bridgestone Arena. And I would love to see you play the Opry stage for New York City.
One day it'll happen. I know it will.
So, one or two more questions for you, then I think we'll wrap things up. But, what is on your career bucket list at this point?
I can tell you my main to-do list for 2018. Right now, my goal is to have enough funding by the end of, to be able to go into the studio with all the session players that I want and the producer that I want. And so hopefully I can get an EP released and available to you guys on all major platforms by either the end of the year or very early 2019. And that's my number one priority right now, that keeping my fingers crossed for a season 2 of Music City, because I just want to keep sharing my music. And, you know, the more accessible I make myself to listeners and fans, that's all I want. And so saving my pennies. And hopefully I can have some new music for you guys coming soon.
Awesome.
I look forward to it.
Soon
you're going to be saving not just Abraham Lincoln on a penny, but Benjamin Franklin on many $100 bills.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Last question I've got for you, and it's a big one, okay? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
With the invention of social media and the way it is today, I mean, it seems like pretty much everybody's on social media at this point. It seems like it's taken over our lives. But do you think it's easier now for people to to be noticed by not only the music industry, but the entertainment industry as a whole?
Yeah, I think social media has given us a great opportunity because it gives everyone that has just access to the internet the ability to be heard. You know, when your audience might be five people, it might be several thousand, but that's five more people than you had the opportunity of reaching before. Before, your reach is limited to where you are and where you can get to physically in person until you can get, you know, a massive label group behind you. And while with social media, it brings a lot of other factors and it definitely doesn't make it easier, I think it's a great platform because it's just given so many people the ability to have their voice heard.
Yeah, and social media in and of itself has been just incredible for this radio show because and that's where we find like 95% of our guests we find them on social media. So speaking for the show in and of itself, social media is one of our best friends.
Mhm. For sure, I'm very thankful for it.
So, do you have anything else for Craig?
Sorry, I thought that was for me.
Oh no, I was just going to ask one last question, Sarah. That
sure thing.
If you were interested in collaborating or performing live with anyone other than Leanne Womack, who you previously mentioned, who else would be on your list?
That's so tough. You know, I think maybe Keith Urban. He is just such an incredible musician in every right, from just his instrumental skills to his vocals to his songwriting skills. And he's really an artist that I look up to. So I think that would be just the absolute epitome of the highest honor to be able to share mm-hmm. stage with him.
Hopefully one day it will happen.
Yeah. I'm a big Keith Urban fan myself. And I think he's extremely underrated as far as award ceremonies go. I mean, I don't, and this is probably a unpopular opinion, but I don't think he gets as much love as he deserves from like the CMAs, ACM awards. I don't think him and Eric Church, I don't think, get as much recognition as they're deserved.
Yeah, it's a tricky business, but I'm happy that he's able to create music and, you know, share it with us and follow along. So I think he's doing pretty well for himself.
True. In the last minute that we've got here, I cannot believe 45 minutes is just a flown by as fast as it has. But in the last minute, where can fans find you online if they want to follow you in your career?
So there's several. If you go to my Instagram page, it's at Sarah Ellen Thomas, most American name ever, Sarah with an H. At Sarah Ellen Thomas. All of my other socials are linked through that Instagram page. You can go to my YouTube for some covers. I just released a brand new cover of Casey Musgraves' State Cowboy. My SoundCloud is also linked through there where you can listen to some of my original music. And I hope you guys will all check that out. And remember that I've got that show at the Listening Room coming up on Thursday, April 26th at 8:30 p.m.
Awesome. And I follow you on everything. I'm just putting that out there. I follow you on pretty much everything.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that support.
Awesome. Hey, thank you for doing this today. This has been so much fun.
Yes.
It has been fun.
I don't know if it was pretty funny, but yes, it was a lot of fun.
It's been fun, I will say that. Listen, you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come back on.
Thank you guys so much. Well, Craig, Cody, I had so much fun chatting with you guys today. I hope you all enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, and I will talk to you guys soon, okay?
Thank
Alrighty.
You again, Sarah.
I'll
enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Bye. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, she really has a lot of music and passion inside of her.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of us haven't even seen yet.
So, what's coming up on the show next week, buddy?
Next Tuesday, we have the newly popular duo Separate Charm of Melissa Ramsky and Lizzie Miller. And next Tuesday, it will be at 5 special starting time of 5:30 central starting time. And then on the 18th, we have the wonderful Julia Capogrossi, who's up for Rising Star of the Year at the National Universe Awards, and we will play her song Morgan and discuss her singing career. I think she's a fantastic new talent. She just represented the United States in San Pietro Music Festival in Argentina, which was apparently a huge blast. And next Saturday, we have from Song Suffragettes a new artist of Revival Records, Miss Tennille Arts, a week from Saturday, the 21st at 4:30 p.m. Central Starting Time. That should be a fantastic interview.
I cannot wait for that show.
Yes.
Tennille is only the second major label artist we've ever had. So it's going to be so much fun.
Yes, well, as we were in negotiations with her, that's when she signed the record deal.
I remember, because
yes.
I talked to her about it. I approached her about it like in January, something like that, January and February or whatever. Then she signed the deal in March, and that's when we landed the interview.
Which is terrific. It's the same label as Low Cash, and good.
Mm-hmm.
It shows good things are just worth waiting for on both ends. Her, us with having her as a guest on the show, and her signing to a Vibro Records.
Yep. So I think I'm gonna let you go, buddy, and I'll talk to you later. Okay.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Have a good night.
I'll talk to you too. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Sarah Thomas. Like Craig said, Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented ladies of Separate Charm with us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.